Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. And today I will be bringing you a couple of things to help you out. One is the Infinity Gauntlet Limited Time Mashup change. If you've been playing, you notice that they made a change to the Limited Time Mashup yesterday. And I will also be bringing you a tip for completing another one of the season 4 week 2 challenges. And so first up, we're going to get to this limited time mashup Infinity Gauntlet adjustment / Thanos nerf is what I'm going to call it, because that's what they did. They pretty much nerfed Thanos. And let me read a statement from Epic Games here. They say, "Hello again. Earlier today, we pushed a fix live for the loot drops. Fix floor loot drops to correctly spawn rare, epic, and legendary quality weapons within the Infinity Gauntlet limited time mashup, which is good because that was a problem. I was at first, this is what they told us was going to be in the version 4.1 patch notes, but I was regularly finding common weapons throughout the game, so I'm glad that they changed that. So now we will only get the rare, epic, and legendary weapons. So that is a positive change. We've pushed additional adjustments to Thanos and limited time mashup. Our goal is to allow more folks to truly experience the power of Thanos, while also making you feel powerful when wielding the gauntlet." Okay, I do like the idea of trying to get more people to experience to have the chance to experience being Thanos. I myself have not been Thanos yet. I've come close so many times, and I've actually come closer with this change. Getting even closer, I do see how that does help in that way on their thinking. But let's get to the Thanos changes is what they made here. So Thanos changes. They increased beam from 12 to 20 damage on players, which is good because that technically is making Thanos more powerful, making him deal more damage with that beam from the power stone there. And they increased the punch damage from 80 to 100, so again making him more powerful. And then the next one is they decreased health from 800 to 500, so that's a pretty big nerf there on his health. They also had already earlier in the week took down his shield as well. I believe before he was getting 300 shield and 800 health, and now it has been changed he has 200 shield and 500 health. So he's pretty easy to take down. I wouldn't say he's not easy to take down because he is powerful, but he's considerably easier to take down than he was before. And I don't know how I feel about that. But let's move on to some of the other changes, and then I'll give you an overall feel on how I think this change has been for the Infinity Gauntlet. So they wrote here, general mode changes. Reduced height of the bus when dropping. That's fine. It takes you a little bit longer to get down to the bottom. Once you jump out to land, that's okay. A bigger initial storm circle. I'm not a fan of this. The circle is bigger. So it's a lot wider area, so it takes a little bit longer for there to be action. It's just a limited time mashup, so I like the fast-paced action, but I'll give you overall feel again here at the end. There's less storm damage early game. First three storms from 5%, 5%, 10% per tick to 1%, 2.5%, then 5%. I have no problem with this. I felt like because the storm was closing in so fast, to punish the players that much for the when the storm was moving in so fast and it was such a small area, I'm glad that they took that part down. But that with the combination of making the circle bigger, not as big of a fan when you put those two things together. We get the initial gauntlet spawn time change from bus ride plus 120 seconds to 135 seconds to spawning immediately once the bus ride ends. Great, that's good. I'm glad that, you know, we can get that gauntlet sooner. They increase the spawn rate of medkits, chug jugs, and big shields, which is great again, especially the shields part. That's very important to have when you're going up against Thanos, since he has so much health and shield. And they removed spawn of bandages and slurp juice. They had initially intended to do this. They actually messed up, and then they made a note here, and then it says at 3 p.m. Eastern, we actually removed bandages and slurp juice. There was an issue that was discovered that was still causing it to spawn, but yep, they fixed it, so bandages and slurp juice should not be spawning anymore. And now let me tell you what I think of this change, or adjustment as they're calling it, to the Infinity Gauntlet mode overall. I'm not a fan of the change. I preferred it how it was before, just mainly on having the smaller circle. I liked the action being fast-paced right from the beginning. You didn't have to land inside the circle. You could land outside the circle and then, loot a couple of things and then work your way towards the circle so that you could, have... a better chance of not running into anybody at the beginning of the game. Now, with the storm causing so much damage, you did only, basically once you landed, you only had time to pick up a couple of things, not really search a lot of places. You would basically have time to search one place, and then you would have to start heading towards a circle. But that was something you could do, and it would help you at least live a little bit longer, because you didn't jump right down in the middle of the circle where everybody was jumping. So I felt like if they wanted to do this, I wish they would have kept the circle small as it was still, but maybe given you more time from when the storm time from started closing in. I believe in the mode before, it was they gave you, I think, 2 minutes and 30 seconds as soon as the game started, though. The storm was already closing and it had 2 minutes and 30 seconds. It would have been nice if they would have just added maybe another 2 minutes and 30 seconds of cooldown time before the storm started closing. That way, basically, you had 5 minutes to get inside the storm, but you still kept it small. That extra 2.5 minutes could have given you time to land outside of the circle, loot a couple of houses, and then start heading towards a circle without having to make the circle so big. I just feel like it's too spread out now that they have the circle so much bigger. It just feels a little bit too spread out to me. I liked the whole kind of like hectic feel of the smaller circle, especially with Thanos being a powerful guy. I felt like with the smaller circle, you ran into him really easily. With the bigger circle, once somebody becomes Thanos, sometimes I find myself really far away from Thanos, and then I don't get the excitement of, trying to take Thanos down, because I have a ways to get there and somebody else has already taken him down by the time, I get halfway there or something. And then, as big of a decrease as they did to Thanos' health, I think that was, that's quite a bit. I mean, he was already very powerful. I'm glad they did make him stronger and decreasing his health. Maybe that does feel like a decent balance to make his punch and his beam stronger, plus the health nerf. Overall, I would lean to more saying that, Thanos has been nerfed rather than saying it was a balance change. I would say he's more been nerfed. And so I'm kind of bummed now that I didn't get the gauntlet, before Thanos was changed and experience really like that powerful one that they get. But, again, I do get what they're trying to say, that, this gives more players a chance to become Thanos. So hopefully you guys are still playing this mode so that, you know, you'll be able to become Thanos, or you have a greater chance of becoming Thanos now that his health has been nerfed up, because he'll be taken down a little bit easier so that you will have a chance to become him yourself. Alrighty, guys, but let me know what you think. Do you like the change to Thanos, the Infinity Gauntlet limited time mashup? Do you like the change that they did? Do you not like it? Let me know. I'm going to throw up a Twitter poll just asking that exact question. Do you like the adjustment to Infinity Gauntlet limited time mashup? Yeah, let me know over on the Twitter poll. We recently had a Twitter poll. People were liking the limited time mashup, and we got a couple of votes. Everybody said yes, they were enjoying it. So now I'll throw out a Twitter poll. Let me know if you're enjoying the adjustment, or has it kind of soured your taste on the limited time mashup now. Alrighty, guys, that is all the adjustment updates I have for you on the Infinity Gauntlet mode there. But now let me give you another tip for completing another challenge for season 4 week 2 here. And I believe once I have given you the tip for this one, that I will have given you tips for all of the season 4 week 2 challenges, because again, some of them were just straightforward, you know, searching chests, the triangulating one, you know, causing damage or killing people in certain ways. Those are all straightforward. So this is the only other one where, you know, it's a little bit tricky, because you actually have to go find some places. And this is the one dancing in front of 7 different cameras. I'm going to give you all the different camera places that I know of as of right now, and there's more than 7. So you should have plenty of choices to choose from, and I'll give you the grid coordinates where they are too, so it'll be a little bit easier for you to find them. And then if any of you guys out there know any more that I don't mention here, go ahead and, you know, write me on Twitter or call into the show and let me know, so that I can make an update and we can let everybody know that there's more cameras out there that they can find in case anybody's having a problem finding cameras to dance in front of. And remember, to complete this challenge, you have to go find these cameras, stand in front of the camera, and dance, and then that will give you, you know, a completion for one. And some of these locations are going to be really close to each other, so maybe you can get more than one of them completed in a single match. And I'll use one of these ones first for my first example. So at Moisty Mire, there are 2 movie sets right next to each other. There's an area that has a big broken helicopter there in front of a green screen, and then just right next to it there's a smaller little movie set at Moisty Mire, you know, literally maybe like a 5-second run from the big helicopter one to the smaller movie set, so you won't be able to miss either of them. If you're at one, you'll see the other. Again, these are both at Moisty Mire, and the grid coordinates there are I-9. So if you look at them, you know, pull up your map and look at the grid, those will be in I-9. If you, let's see here, go northwest of Moisty Mire, Moisty Mire prison, there is a bridge, and there is a camera on top of the bridge when you're crossing the bridge. And this one, the coordinates are H-7. There is a indoor soccer field west of Tilted Towers. There is a camera inside at the soccer field, and the coordinates here are C5. There, if you go to Haunted Hills, there's a big tower there, a big catacomb. If you go in there and run down, I want to say if you run down to the basement, either way, you go into the, you know, like that big tall tower catacomb that they have in Haunted Hills, you'll find one in there. And the Haunted Hills one, the coordinates are B2. You can go inside the warehouse northeast of Junk Junction. So again, you're looking at the map, Junk Junction, and it's going to be on the map, on the grid. It's going to be C1, and yeah, again, that is going to be a little like a warehouse area. And then another one you can find west of Shifty Shafts. So if you're going to Shifty Shafts, you pull up your grid map, and you're going to see, let's see here, D7. And so when you're looking at D7, there's a little area of houses there, and you in one of those houses, when you go in, there'll be stairs that lead down to a basement, and down in that basement, there's a green screen area with cameras. You go down there and perform one of the emote dances, and you will complete one of those. Another one you can do is southeast of Snobby Shores. So you're looking at Snobby Shores when you pull up the map, and then the grid coordinates here are B6. So there's the big mountain that is just east of Snobby Shores, and so south of that mountain on the grid, B6, you will find a dino footprint there at the south side of the mountain, and then you'll find a camera there, and you can dance in front of that one. And then let's see here at Risky Reels, we have the big screen there, and at the big screen, you have straight across from the big screen, there is the little building there. You run inside there, and you'll find a little movie set in there, and you dance in front of that one. And then let's see here, you have okay, so this is a very east side of the map in I-6. So this is south of Lonely Lodge, or you could say it's east of Retail Row. There's like a racetrack there. When you're looking at the map, you'll see the racetrack. It's like, you know, a brown, a squiggly area that's a racetrack. You go there, again, the grid coordinates being I-6, and then when you're there on the racetrack, you go to the start of the racetrack, and there's an area of, like, shopping carts set up that look like they're getting ready for, you know, to be raced around the track. And then you go by the shopping carts, and you'll see a camera there. Go to that camera and dance in front of that one. Let's see here. Let me count those up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that gives you 10 choices, 10 different cameras that you can go dance in front of. So that, you know, you only have to dance in front of 7, so that gives you a few extra to be able to choose from when you're looking to complete this challenge, whichever ones you find easiest, whichever ones people are not killing you at. But to mention that, again, you guys, the Daily Fortnite community is, you know, trying to push the idea of being positive players inside of Fortnite. And I've seen a really great thing on, like, YouTube videos. I've been seeing people going to these locations to dance in front of the cameras, and they see opponents there, and they don't kill those opponents. They let their opponents dance in front of the camera, and they themselves dance in front of the camera, so they both can get that challenge done. You know, it would be, you know, you could think to yourself, oh, you know, it'd be really great just to get this elimination right here because this person is totally vulnerable. But then again, that doesn't make it so much fun for that person. And then if somebody did that to you, you probably wouldn't appreciate that very much. So if you see somebody trying to complete that challenge, you know, maybe don't just eliminate them right away. Go ahead and run over there and start dancing. That way they realize that you are also wanting to complete the challenge, like you went there for the same reason. And hopefully they will, you know, be thankful and respectful of the fact that you didn't just shoot them down when you had the chance, and they will also let you do the challenge themselves. And then after you both complete the challenge, you can, you know, go your separate ways and then start, you know, attacking each other after that. But I think that's a really cool thing that I've seen on YouTube, people posting videos like that. So hopefully, you know, everybody here is going to be, you know, have the same positive attitude on letting everybody trying to get these challenges done for the Season 4 Week 2 challenges inside the Battle Pass challenges that we get weekly. Alrighty, guys, that's all I have for you today. Again, go ahead, hit me up on Twitter and vote on that poll and let me know what you think of the new nerfed version of Thanos on the limited time mashup mode, Infinity Gauntlet. I hope that the tips help you complete the challenge for the dancing in front of the cameras. And again, links in the description for the show notes, you know, to Twitter, Twitch, you know, everything down there, my YouTube, everything is down in the description below. So go check those out so you can participate in those things. And let me read another participation that we got here. Actually, I got another 5-star review here. It's called Loving This Shiz, and it is from Bread Boy Cheddar Maker. And then he says, keep them coming. As a PS4 player, I like the nitty-gritty specifics to get on the same level as PC gamers. Thank you, Bread Boy Cheddar Maker, for the review. Love it. Hopefully, you know, PS4 players can get on the same level as PC gamers. It is really hard to do because obviously you can be so much more accurate with a keyboard and mouse versus a controller. And you know, some computers can even run, you know, Fortnite a lot better than a PS4 can, so you can get, you know, super smooth movements and graphics inside of computers. But PS4, you know, still does really good. Xbox One still does really good, so you can come close. And you know, I've seen some top players out there who do play on consoles who you know, you could still tell they're just a step behind the pro players who are playing on PC, but you know, they're up there. Like, they're, you know, they're, like you said, you know, almost step for step with them, almost on the same level. Yeah, and that thank you for that 5-star review. We had one from JMonster100 before. He still has a 5-star review. He just changed his review, it looks like. He just says, dab. I believe this was the one here, JMonster100, though. In the past, you were asking about what you could do to, you know, keep your skills up when you can't play very often. You know, I was just thinking today, because I gave you a couple of ideas in the past, but another one I was just thinking of today, if you happen to have a phone or have access to a phone that can run Fortnite mobile, then try that out. I have not played that yet myself. I have not played the mobile version of Fortnite. I hear it's great, you know, that it's almost exactly like the game. So if you have access to a phone that can run Fortnite mobile, then I would suggest doing that as well in your free time, of course. Don't be doing it when you're, you know, in the middle of school or class or work or, you know, doing something else that you're supposed to be doing, but it is another option that you can play when you have the chance. I will have to go check that out here pretty soon myself, just so I can let you guys know what I think of the mobile version. But again, guys, that's it for today. Thank you for all the feedback I've been getting. Again, you know, just starting doing this podcast a little bit over a month ago now. You know, I did it all of April, and now, you know, we're 11 days into May, and I already have over 1,000 more downloads this month than I did last month. The show is growing and growing and growing, so that's great. You guys, please head over to my Twitch account as well so you can start following me there so we can build that up and, you know, chat with each other and everything and build up a little community there. Alrighty, guys, thank you for checking out the show, and have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.